Records are made to be broken.
Is that right? I've never heard that one.
That seems to be true.
Okay. On a more important note, what about Big Ox hair?
That was just something that we kind of just suggested that, yeah, you should rock that look. It's probably what you're going to rock the rest of your life. So we convinced him to do it.
How about you? Are you next? Or?
I am not next. It's going to take a lot more than just 5 minutes of persuasion to get me to cut my hair.
So is this something like if, say, you went on Saturday and suddenly you just start getting another guy?
We'll start cutting it shorter and shorter every week if that's the case.
Are you guys going to be able to win shootouts? I mean, you said more high-powered offenses coming in the next couple.
Well, yeah, obviously, you don't really think of it that way, but we know in this league, a lot of these teams are going to score points, so you're going to have to score points to win. 17 points, 14 points, that's not enough really against anybody, so we got to do a better job of getting touchdowns on the board.
Is it good to be out of the month of October and just kind of put that all behind you guys?
Well, I think we look at the season as three different four-game seasons, so we're entering that last phase now. 2-2, 2-2. We're looking to improve on that, and we're ready for the opportunity.
I was just going to ask, as far as last Saturday is concerned, when you did get a chance to go back and watch the film, did you feel that you were able to do some things better than you had in the weeks past, even though you weren't able to?
Yeah, I thought we moved the ball well, especially in that first half, put some good drives together, and just errors that we caused ourselves down in that 30, 25, 20 area really kept us out. Whether it was the delays of games or the drop snaps or the drop balls, you go back to a bunch of different things. But all those little things, they hurt you more down the line when you look back at it. It's, man, all we had to do was catch that, or all we had to do was block this guy. So all those little things add up, and we got to take care of those details better.
Is there anything you feel that you're getting better at as the weeks progress here?
I don't know if there's one thing I could pick out. I think there's a lot of improvement that needs to be made by everybody, especially me, and whatever it takes to score more points.
James, how do you think Damon performed on Saturday?
I thought he did well. I thought he's kind of had a rough go after that injury, so for him to pop back there and run the ball, catch the ball like he did, I thought that was really positive for our team.
How different is it preparing for a team like Indiana who, you know, they came so close, and then last week they finally get over that hump, and it just seems like now they have a lot of momentum riding and have something to play for.
Well, yeah, obviously I think the one thing you notice them right off the bat is they play with a lot of energy on both sides of the ball. They've been in some really close games, not been able to pull them out, but they're a good football team, that's no doubt, and going to their place isn't going to make it any easier.
They may be one of the more aggressive defenses that you're going to face in terms of what they do, different things.
Well, yeah, I think they like to get after the passer. They like to let their DBs guard people one-on-one. They trust them, so they take some risks, but it's a high-risk, high-reward defense. They believe in what they're doing, and they do a good job at it. So we got to make sure that we can hold up when they do want to pressure us and take advantage of some one-on-one opportunities.